Even in June, the shores of Lake Champlain are icy cold. At Camp Dudley, these frigid waves are enough to discourage new campers from taking their swim test. However, the water itself isn't the only thing scaring these children. Their fear also comes from what may lie below the surface. Like with any other lake in the world, the community around Lake Champlain has its own folklore about a lake monster called Champ. Like the famous Loch Ness Monster from the Scottish Highlands, Champ is a serpent-like creature which lives in the depths of Lake Champlain. Its size and features are disputed between different sightings, and while the existence of this beast has never been confirmed, it has certainly impacted the culture of towns on the surrounding lakeshore, as well as the community of campers at Camp Dudley. The first sighting of Champ is credited to the French cartographer Samuel de Champlain, for whom the lake is named. He is most famous for exploring and establishing French colonies in North America during the 1600s. Today he is considered the father of New France, cementing him as a key figure in Canadian history. While at Lake Champlain, Samuel de Champlain documented his observations of the aquatic wildlife, writing in his diary that the fish there varied around 5 feet long, but the largest animal seen measured between 8 and 10 feet. This description supports the possibility of an undersea monster and has led many people to search for Champ to this day. In the summer of the early 1980s, Steve and Sue Lackey supposedly spotted Champ while boating on the west side of the lake. On a completely calm day, Sue spotted a creature pop up from the water multiple times and believed it to be the famous cryptid. She described the beast as humped or rounded and denies it could possibly have been an eel. Despite being there with her, Sue's husband, Steve, quote, thinks she's crazy, which perhaps casts a shadow of doubt on this story. A 2019 article confirmed that Sue still believes to this day that she saw Champ. One of the most famous stories of a Champ sighting is from Sandra Mancy, a woman who encountered the beast with her family in July of 1977. What's most interesting about this encounter is that Mancy actually has a photograph of what may be the lake monster, which gained popularity through the New York Times and a story done by CBS News. The picture has become one of the strongest pieces of evidence that Champ is real, even if the picture is quite blurry, similar to any evidence of the Loch Ness Monster. While it's still undetermined whether or not Champ really exists, the legend itself has spread all throughout the Lake Champlain area and has affected the culture of every side and end of the lake as a result. The town of Plattsburgh, New York, officially recognized Champ in 2019 with a sign saying that there have been over 300 reported sightings of the creature since 1819. Another sign about the lake monster is located farther south in Port Henry and lists all of the people who have claimed to have seen Champ in the Bulwaga Bay area alone. The town of Port Henry also celebrates Champ Day every August, which first started in 1979. And has since been revived in 2019. Over in Vermont, Champ has become a mascot for many local businesses, including the state's minor league baseball team called the Vermont Lake Monsters, as well as a car wash in Burlington, Vermont. Overall, Champ has had a tremendous effect on the traditions of the area and has become a tourist attraction for the less urban environment of the Adirondacks. I first learned about Champ personally when I attended Camp Dudley in 2010. Which is located in Westport, New York, right on the shores of Lake Champlain. The camp offers aquatic activities such as sailing and paddleboarding out of the boathouse or swimming down at our designated swim point. When I was 10 years old, the legend of Champ was more or less a rumor among campers that incited fear in kids and made them think twice about going near the lake. As I grew up and eventually became a head counselor at camp, I realized that Champ was one of many stories that counselors used to try and scare campers for their own entertainment. The idea of telling false or exaggerated stories is actually a large part of the Camp Dudley culture, for better or worse, but it certainly helps maintain campers' belief in a lake monster like Champ. I was able to reach out to a few staff members at Camp Dudley to learn their own perspectives on the legend of Champ, and this is what they had to say. Evan George, one of our current administrators of Camp Dudley, said, "Champ is one of those things that allows the boys to have some imagination and creativity about the lake. But it's a double-edged sword, because that can also be a scary idea that might make some boys nervous about the water. That's why we always emphasize that he's a friendly lake monster." Mark Davenport, a longtime employee at camp, who is also a local of Port Henry, was excited to tell me about the pranks that took place at camp during the 1960s. Utilizing the legend of Champ, Counselors would pretend to be the monster and scare campers out of the water from below. Mark also told me that a previous camp director's wife claimed to have seen Champ swimming near one of the camp's beaches. He concluded by saying that overall, the story of Champ was mostly used as a gag to scare younger campers, which aligned well with what I have experienced. Camp Dudley is home to many traditions, some stranger than others, and Champ is definitely one of them. In an age of modern technology, with how easy it is to access information, a legend such as Champ was already implausible back when I was a camper. In fact, it seems obvious nowadays that the existence of most folkloric monsters and cryptids is preposterous. But at the end of the day, I believe that the truth of a folktale is not the important part. The power of folklore lies in its ability to affect the culture and experience of those who know about it, whether they believe in the stories or not. The Lake Monster Champ has had a humongous impact on the culture of not only Camp Dudley, but the entire Lake Champlain region, and I imagine that the idea of Champ will continue to scare kids from the lakeshore for years to come.